Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We're joined on the line now by the CEO of Sweep South. Many of us know the app, and the business has been developed over the more than a decade, essentially contributing to the use of technology when it comes to securing the services, procuring the services of domestic assistance within your household. It's gone beyond just having someone to help you with your cleaning and laundry in your home to really having a wide array of service providers and what they call sweep stars who can help you in and around needs that you might have regarding your personal life. Transport, moving, someone to help you out with your landscaping and gardening, your gutter, plumbing and cleaning, all of those are services that can be offered through the Sweep South app. To tell us more is the CEO, Luandri Kriel. Luandri, welcome to Kaya Biz and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Guguletu. I appreciate being here.
I'm excited to speak to you. Usually we speak to the over the years, we've naturally spoken to the co-founder of the business, Aisha Pandor, but I'm excited to see how yourself as a chartered accountant, executive leader, more than 18 years of experience as a CFO with an MBA, so wonderful to see that, you know, you are contributing your time to the leadership of what started off as just a startup in South Africa to really being a significant propeller for economic growth and employment. So maybe let's just start there. Your first interview on Kaya Biz as the CEO of the organization. What have your reflections been? What motivated you to join the role? And how do you hope to take the business forward in terms of the capacity you now serve in?
I joined the business mainly because I have a strong belief that if we can create more businesses for good, we could change the world. Sweep South as a for-profit impact business is very unique, and business leaders across the world would know it's very hard to crack the code of this type of business model. So for me, I'm a problem solver, and it's something that I really want to crack. To contribute in the future to more businesses that wants to move in this direction.
I find it completely encouraged by your words and your sentiment, and obviously the action that you're going to take. And that speaks to, I guess, the fundamental importance of a platform like Sweep South, creating employment, democratizing access to services, and offering more individuals to be empowered by the economic opportunities they can pursue. Maybe let's talk about the metrics, you know, how many sweep stars you have on the platform now and how this actually underscores the contribution of job creation in the industry.
Certainly. So we currently have an active sweep star base. Active, they work at least 1 to 3 times a week of 4,500 sweep stars every month. We've created to date 2.7 million work opportunities for sweep stars, and the metric that I love the most is we have distributed over 700 million rand into the hands of these historically women that didn't have an earning.
And that's true, we see it in the numbers, and that's a significant amount of money to transfer essentially in terms of creation of job creation and partnerships. Let's get into the metrics of Sweep Stars. As I mentioned, for anyone who does use your app, this is not only for indoor cleaning, outdoor cleaning, but even looking for someone who can provide elderly care and even office cleaning and other metrics. This obviously highlights the fact that we need to cast a greater focus on job opportunities that exist when it comes to providing personal care, domestic care, and I guess support for households, which we typically describe as domestic assistance in the country. Shine a light on this. Just, you know, how does this work, or rather play and elevate a bigger role within which domestic services and assistance does play in our economy?
So we, Sweep South, as you mentioned, started out as a home cleaning service, and that we've been really busy the last 6 months positioning it as a true home service platform. So just highlighting one element, we've identified, for example, the care economy in South Africa is a big gap. It's a growing economy worldwide, and in South Africa alone the childcare market will reach 103 billion rand by 2030. Elderly care will reach 211 billion. And this sector contributes significantly to employment. For example, 13% of employment currently formal, but many of these workers remain, like domestic workers in the past, in the informal, unpaid, or what they call shadow economy. And then at the same time, You know, we have our youth unemployment rate that's nearly 50%. So that's a big skills gap. And we aim to bridge this by creating a pathway into the care economy for young people and women. So we're building digital profiles for care workers via our Sweep South platform. So as they work, they build a profile, they build in essence a CV, and then we help them find employment through gig work or permanent placements. And we are also hard at work creating a roadmap to back these care workers with our strong and our acclaimed, recognized Sweep South brand, preparing them into global opportunities. So giving young women that, for example, come out of an informal settlement, the chance to gain a skill, get experience, have a digital CV, and in essence, then through the platform, they can work abroad, they can earn dollars, and they can gain work, not only work experience, but also valuable life experience through travel. So with this vision, we've launched 8 new products and services, which Eldercare and Mom's Helper, which is like a nanny, we're very excited about. It's high in demand. We also launched a permanent placement agency to supplement the service, overwhelming volumes. So our end goal through this platform and through the gaps we see in the South African economy is to empower lives, create formal opportunities, and unlock the full potential of the care economy for South Africa. And I believe South Africa could be a global leader in caregiving. And I think the ripple effect can transform the trajectory of lives.
Lorandi, I found my words again. So I'm aware that you've published an amazing report that highlights much of these successes that you've mentioned. Not only is it that, you know, majority of domestic workers are sole providers for their family members. Of course, this contributes to economic opportunities. And as you've mentioned, even further growth within their careers. But I do understand, looking at the report, the risk of job losses or the threat of job loss is still very realistic for many domestic workers. Take us into some of those concerns together with other factors like their mental health as well and how that also plays an influence.
Yeah, so we publish annually, we do extensive research on the domestic worker landscape and industry. We've just wrapped up our 8th. We'll publish that end of August, beginning of September. So the report that has been published, pre-COVID, there was 1.2 million domestic work opportunities in South Africa. That means some form of domestic work. Post-COVID, that declined to 850,000 work opportunities. And we're currently sitting hovering between 850,000 going downwards to 800,000. So you can imagine that the 21% of domestic workers have lost all employment and 36% of them have lost some type of employment. Now, that has an effect on your economic earnings and naturally affecting mental health and concerns around financial stresses. Our Sweep Stars, 83% of our Sweep Stars are breadwinners, and they've got 4 dependents on average. So obviously that has a big effect on family problems, this daunting future of being unemployed or a reduction in employment.
And this also speaks to their mental health concerns, right? If you're stressed about a job, stressed about money, that can also have significant consequences on one's mental health.
Yes, yeah, yes, certainly. Like we saw last year, the report indicated that we saw a 16% mental health decline in the domestic workers that were surveyed across South Africa.
There are recommendations that you also have as Sweep South. Given that you work very closely with these Sweep Stars, you witness the challenges they experience and also participate in the interventions and solutions that can be implemented. Talk us through some of these solutions.
So communication, I think, is where you start, and relationships. I think we must move past transactional engagement in business and, you know, with the people you let into your home, which is in essence your employees. So having a conversation, understanding their circumstances, where they are at, you know, what their stresses are. And often most people just want somebody to talk to and just want that that sounding board. That's the one on our website. We have a list of free resources that the public can access. That is great in support of. That's great to support your domestic worker with these challenges. Small things like sharing groceries, giving, often we don't think about the things that we don't need anymore that domestic workers need. Just, you know, being aware and cognizant of their needs and sharing what you, in your household you might not ever use for, you have an opulence.
Luande, coming back to the data and of course, just even your experience at Sweep South and your network and the data that you have, I'm really intrigued just to understand, you know, when you look at the candidates who are Sweep stars, what are we finding in terms of the average age group, demographic, you know, male versus female balance and metrics, you know, who are your Sweep stars on average, essentially, if we could, you know, add more detail and color and context and personality to who they are?
Oh, our Sweep stars are wonderful, mostly women. They 92% of our Sweep stars are women. 64% of them are aged between 26 and 41. 42% of them are educated, high school educated, and like I said earlier, most of them are breadwinners, and they are like us. They all have dreams. They all have aspirations. They all want their children to have the best education. We have multiple stories. So if anybody ever wants to just hear from them directly, multiple stories that on all our social media platforms. They are just women that wants to provide for their families, save towards their dreams, and ultimately wants to serve.
They do. I do see, according to your stats as well, at least 42% of them have completed their high school career, and an additional 15% have pursued higher education. So these are individuals who really want to empower themselves and move up along the ranks in terms of the quality of their life. I'm also keen, you know, to talk about the money side. Many people typically raise a lot of questions, and I guess Sweep South has also been at the precipice of making sure that there's an alignment, you know, of at least offering a quality salary and payment to your Sweep stars. Help us understand where you are in terms of your metrics, how they align perhaps with the minimum wage in South Africa, but also making sure that Sweep stars do get an opportunity to earn a quality salary to meet their needs.
Yes, so yeah, I think we are on the front of domestic worker earnings and questions around that. So I'm very proud to say that we have over the years and continuously we collaborate with institution, government, lawmakers around earning not a minimum wage but a living wage, because there's a difference. So we've from the onset we've decided that we prioritize impact above profit, and our Sweep stars earn at least 20% above minimum wage. We, in our most recent survey that we will publish in August, our clients know that the price we put on our platform, for example, that is indicative the minimum that they should pay, and that already has 20% above minimum wage worked into the price. Most of our recurring customers that book weekly or bi-weekly, they top up that earnings to Sweep stars, and very, very happy to say that the Sweep stars on our platform earn about 50% above minimum wage, which is great. However, we survey domestic workers that is not on our platform, just to get a good idea of the industry and the sector as a whole. That is not the reality for all domestic workers in South Africa.
So, Andrew, we'll look forward to hearing more from you in the years and months and weeks to come, just in terms of the solutions that can be put in place to really bolster the level of activity and employment that does take place when it comes to the care economy. Thank you so much for your time this evening and for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's the CEO of Sweep South, Lorandi Creel, joining us this evening. She's been in that position since January of 2024. I beg your pardon, 2024, yes. So making sure that continuing with the growth strategy that does exist at Sweep South and the care economy.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. Click.
kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.